unusual for me.
我们的讲员他不是很经常给小朋友们讲道。
Yeah, I've spoken with the English group before, but actually I've spoken here before, but that was quite some time ago. So this is going to be a little different for me. So I just ask you to bear with me.
所以他今天请大家能够对他有宽容，如果他讲的不够好的话。
This afternoon we're going to be looking at the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 to 13.
今天下午我们要看的是罗马书十五章一到十三节。
This chapter, along with chapters 13 and 14, give us instructions on how to relate to believers and other people around us.
十三章和十四章，十五章这几章都是对我们讲我们应该如何与人相处。
The first part of chapter 13 gives us the rules for about submitting to authorities.
十三章告诉我们要顺服掌权者。
Then in the latter part of chapter 13, we learn how we are to love one another.
十三章后面又告诉我们是如何彼此相爱。
And then in chapter 14, Paul focuses on how we should help and accept one another.
十四章保罗又教导我们如何接纳别人。
We're going to use today's verses to try to pull all of these thoughts together from both of these chapters.
所以今天我们就要贯穿这三章一起来看一看。
And we'll look at how our grace toward each other causes the world to look at us and yearn for what we have.
让我们看看如果我们对彼此有恩典的话，这个外面的世界看到我们这样子会对我们有很多的羡慕。
Join me for a word of prayer, please.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to present your word.
天上的父啊，感谢你给我这个机会把你的话语教导给人。
Lord, we just pray this evening that you would speak to us and through us.
求你此时此刻亲自对我们讲话。
Lord, open up our hearts that we might hear what you have to say.
让我们都打开自己的心，倾听你的话语。
We do pray, Father, that we would be able to share your grace with others.
求你能够使我们彼此分享你的恩典。
Thank you again, Lord, for all that you do and for who you are.
感谢你为我们做的一切。
Jesus' name, amen.
In 耶稣基督名 amen.
As I prepare today's sermon, as I often do, I try to relate my thoughts on the subject to my own life.
每当我准备一篇讲章的时候，我都联系自己的生活。
In fact, as I listened to one speaker on the radio this week talk about leaving a legacy, I wondered what legacy about my life I would want to leave.
我这个星期听收音机的时候听到一个节目讲到某某人他的一生充满了传奇，我就想如果我的一生也是一个传奇的话，那会是一个怎么样的传奇呢？
Even more to the point, what comment about my life would I want to appear on my tombstone?
如果我死了以后，我的墓碑上面会刻上什么样的东西呢？
Would I want it to say Bob learned to preach like the pastor of his churchOr of this church?
我想在我的墓碑上刻上这样的话，Bob 他学习如何讲道。
Not really, because I don't think that'll matter.
但是呢，好像又不是很重要。
What I wanted to say that I was able to sing like my brother here.
我想说啊，在墓碑上也许会写到 Bob 歌唱得很好，就像他哥哥一样。
I really don't think that will matter either.
好像这个也不是很重要。
I also wondered if I would want it to say that I was a wonderful husband and a great father and a man who really loved his family.
我还想说啊，我是一个很好的丈夫，很好的父亲，热爱自己的孩子和家庭。
Now that sounded a lot better to me.
那这个听起来呢就好多了。
But I also consider such thoughts as he was an elder at Grace.And gave his best.
我更想写到墓碑上就是啊，我是一个有恩典的长老。
Or he was a wonderful friend that people could depend on.
或者呢，一个值得信赖的朋友。
Now all of these thoughts sounded great if someone could put them all on a single tombstone.
如果有人能把我想的这些都刻到我的墓碑上，那就挺好的。
But actually, that would make a pretty long epitaph.
但是呢，可能挺长，太长了。
Therefore, I ask myself, what could be said about me that would encompass all of these?
我就想，怎么样能一个很简短的方式把这些都表达出来？
The one thought that came to mind was this.
我就想到这个。
Bob Daniel, a man who found God's grace too amazing to keep to himself.
Bob Daniel 是一个这个人，他发现神的恩典是太好了，所以呢，他就不愿意把恩典给他只是留给自己。
What about you? Do you find God's grace too amazing to keep to yourself?
你有没有这种同感呢？你有没有觉得神的恩典是如此的好，以至于你不得不把它传播出去
？You see, the fact is, we're all different.
事实上，我们都各有不同。
Just take a moment to look around you.
你回头看一看。
You're going to see people from many different places.
你会看到从不同地方来的不同的人。
Some of us have different backgrounds.
个人有自己的背景。
There are others with a different type of upbringing.
每个人小的时候成长的经历都不一样。
Some of us are used to a different worship style.
有的人喜欢另外一种敬拜的方式。
Still, there are others that may have a different opinion about the rules and regulations that we're to follow as Christians.
有许多人认为，作为一个基督徒，我们要遵守什么样的规则规矩啊？个人有个人不同的见解。
And folks, I'm here to tell you that if we're not careful, these same differences can become a big problem for us in our fellowship.
所以乡亲们，如果你们不小心的话。我们当中的这些不同点就会引发一些争议。
Sometimes we may actually look at a sister or brother in Christ and decide that we want fellowship or even worship with them because we think that they are weird.
有时候我们就觉得某某人是很讨厌，我们甚至呢不愿意和他们一起敬拜。
But folks, I'm here to let you know today.That these are the differences that make the church interesting.
但是我想告诉大家，就是因为我们有这些不同，才使得我们的教会如此有趣。
Just think of what a dull and boring place this would be if everybody was exactly like you or exactly like me.
再设想一下，如果在座的每个人都和你一模一样，或者和我一模一样，这是个多么枯燥乏味的地方。
If you ever heard me sing.You'd know we'd have a terrible time pulling a worship team together.
如果你们
if everybody was like me.
如果你们听过我唱歌，你们就知道，如果我们教堂的诗班都是由我这样的人组成，那将是多么悲惨。
It is the fact that we're different that allows the church to be a place where unique and different personalities can come together and produce an environment that draws all people.
就是因为我们彼此的不同。所以呢，我们组成的教会才会对，更多的人有吸引力。
That's God's desire for His church.
那就是神对他教会的设计创造。
When we allow the Holy Spirit to operate in us and in this place, we will love, respect, and show grace toward one another.
如果我们允许圣灵在我们心中做工，我们就可以有很大的成就。
This will in turn produce a harmony and a unity.That the world cannot duplicate.
我们就可以达成一种和谐，一种统一的境界，让这个外面的世界都很羡慕。
All we need to do is to love the Lord as we should and allow Him to lead us.
去达到这样一种境界，我们只需要去爱我们的主，让他来带领我们。
Then there will be peace.
然后呢，我们就会找到平安。
There will be harmony,
和平和和谐。
And there will be power in the church.
也会有，使我们的教会有大大的能力。
I want you to hear me, folks. This, I don't want you to confuse grace with tolerance that the world talks about today.
但是我想特别提出，我所讲的恩典和世人所讲的宽容忍耐还是有点不一样。
Usually, what the world means by tolerance.Is that we are to affirm other people regardless of what they do in life.
这世人所讲的宽容就是 不管他们做的是什么样的事情，我们都睁一只眼闭一只眼。
But folks, I want you to know that there are lifestyles and situations that we just can't agree with. We mustn't agree with.
但是同志们，这世界上有许多生活方式和许多的待人处事是我们必须不能去学习的。
But what I want to talk to you about today is an attitude that accepts the personal differences of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天我们要讲的是在我们在主里面如何看待主里面的弟兄姐妹。
I want to talk to you about an attitude that loves them just as they are, even when we disagree with them.
我想向大家传播一种这种态度，这态度就是你去爱你身边的弟兄姐妹即使他们现在的样子好像不是那么招人喜爱。
And in fact, sometimes they may even be wrong.
虽然有的时候他们甚至可能是犯了错误。
While we may not be able to support their point of view, we can still love them.
即使你不同意他们的观点，你们也可以去爱他们。
We must still show them compassion, even in the midst of their rebellion.
如果他们对我们是他们不听教会，不听大家的劝阻，我们也可以对他们有爱，有这种仁慈。
That's what we're going to talk about in the next few minutes.
这就是我们今天要讲的主要内容。
So let's take a look at four examples or results.When the members of the body show grace toward one another.
我们现在看一看四个例子，来证明主里面的人是怎样彼此有恩典。
Let's begin by looking at verses 1-4 and verse 7 in Romans 15.
先看罗马书十五章一到七节。
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak.And not to please ourselves.
我们坚固的人应该担当不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你的人的辱骂都落在我身上。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Moving on down to verse 7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you.In order to bring praise to God.
第七节，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
Paul begins in these verses by taking us back to what he has already talked about in chapter 14.
保罗在十五章开始的时候就转回去联系他在十四章讲的东西。
Where he tells us to live in such a way that we do not cause the weaker brother to fall.
他敦促我们不要使我们的弟兄去跌倒。
He tells us in these verses that we must be careful to not put obstacles or stumbling blocks in the paths of our sisters and brothers.
他教导我们不要在弟兄姐妹成长的道路上设立绊脚石。
Those of us who are strong in the faith must be sensitive to the needs of others.
我们当中那些坚强的应该对别人的不坚强有敏感。
Quite often the weaker brother is the one who has not yet realized the freedom that we have in Christ, and he is used to living by a set of rigid rules.
那些不够坚强的弟兄姊妹是因为他们还没有意识到在耶稣基督里完全的自由，所以呢，他们还是要遵循一定的规章。
Quite often this brother would be the first one to point a fingerAt what other sisters and brothers are doing.
就是因为他们还是在死死地遵循教条，所以他们就很容易指责别的弟兄姊妹他们的种种不适之处。
Here, Paul is contrasting between the believer who is mature in Christ and the one who understands his liberty as a believer.
所以作为一个比已经很坚强的 啊，信徒，也就是明白在主里的这种自由的信徒。
And the other brother who has not yet reached that level of maturity.
还有另外一种信徒，就是他们还是没有足够成熟到认识到这一点。
Paul tells the stronger brother that he ought to bear with the failings of the weaker brother.
保罗就告诉那些更加成熟的基督徒，让他们应该能够担待那些不够坚强、不够成熟的基督徒。
Some time ago, my wife and I attended a Focus on the Family seminar about husbands and wives meeting the needs of each other.
前些时候，讲员和他的太太曾经参加一个讲座，教导他们如何夫妻如何彼此的促进。
As we listen to the speaker talk about meeting the needs of your spouse, the big question in our mind was who in the relationship should be the one to initiate this process.
他们听到讲员讲夫妻应该彼此满足对方的需要，他们两个人都有一个问题，就是谁要来先去做这个事情呢？
You see, we've been married over 30 years now, and we realized long time ago that it only works when both people decide.To give 100%.
他们已经结婚30年了，他们很久很久以前就已经两个人都决定，每个人都要为自己的家庭贡献自己的100%的努力。
And this they must do with no regard of what they're going to get in return or what is going to come back in return.
当我们有这种决心的时候，我们必须认识到，我们应该这样做，即使我们的付出没有得到回报。
We realize that it's not likely that both people are going to decide to do this at the same time.
我们也意识到如果两个人同时都有这种觉悟，好像是不太可能。
In almost every situation, one or the other person is going to have to start first and just pray that the other one will eventually join in.
所以当遇到一切事情的时候，总是有一个人会先有这种觉悟，然后呢，他就开始为另一半祷告。这样两个人就会有同样有这种觉悟。
So the seminar speaker spoke, talked about the changes that husbands must go through to meet the needs of their wives, and the changes that wives must go through to meet the needs of their husbands.
当他们听到他们的讲座里面讲员讲到丈夫应该主动满足妻子需要，妻子也应该主动满足丈夫的需要。
As he went through this, my wife and I wondered who in the relationship.Would be the responsible person.
所以他们两个人就想，在婚姻关系中，夫妻两个人中哪一个应该为婚姻负更多责任呢？
Naturally, I thought it should be my wife's responsibility, since she is the wife, and women are usually more relational.
作为丈夫，他就想，那当然是老婆了，因为老婆一般都是更重要关注这种关系上面的事情。
But then after giving it a little thought, I knew that she would be thinking the responsibility should be mine, since I'm the husband and Paul has made it clear that as husbands, we should take the lead in everything.
但是他转念一想，他太太也许会认为这是他自己是丈夫的责任，因为保罗曾经说过，在婚姻中丈夫是家庭的头。
This includes being the first to show love and respect toward our wives.
也就是说丈夫应该这种首先向妻子表示这种责任。
So even though we were very excited about what the speaker had to say, we were still left wondering how all of this great stuff was going to come together.
所以在听完这个讲座之后虽然他们对听的东西呢觉得很有意思，但是他们还是不是很明白。
The question was soon answered when the speaker suggested that the responsibility for initiating this process would lie with the one who was the most mature.
当讲员又提到，在两个这种婚姻两个人的关系中，首先担当这个责任的应该是两个人中更加成熟的那一个。
So let it be known here today that my wife is far more mature than I am, because I felt it was her responsibility.
所以他就觉得他太太，因为他太太比他更加成熟，所以那是他太太的责任。
Now, the same thing is true with Christian sisters and brothers.
作为主里面的弟兄姐妹也是这样的 也是这样子的规律。
Just as in our marriage, each of us wanted to be considered more mature without having to be the first to go out on the limb to meet the needs of the other and without expecting anything in return.
所以在我们主里面每个人互相都应该认为自己是更加成熟的那一个，所以我们都应该勇于去主动承担这种责任，而不求任何回报。
As we talk today, I want you to be considering where you are in your walk.
所以今天我就想请问大家想一想，你们在自己的这个人这种群体里面是怎样的呢？
Are you a mature Christian?Ready to go through the necessary changes to meet the needs of the weaker sister or brother?
你是不是一个成熟的基督徒，甘愿去承担这种责任，去满足别人的需要呢？
Or are you, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, a mere infant in Christ?
或者你就是保罗曾经提到的主里面的婴孩，不够成熟呢？
Paul goes on to say in verses 2 and 3 of that same chapter, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for it.
保罗曾经讲到，我给你们灵奶，不是固体的食物，是因为你们还不够成熟，还不能吃那个固体的食物。
Indeed, you are still not ready.
所以呢，你们还没有还没有做，还没有还不能承担这个责任。
You are still worldly.
所以因为你们还是属世的。
Now, I don't want to leave you confused about what Paul says about the mature Christian in verses 1 and 2 of our text.
我不想让你们对这种是不是成熟的基督徒有一个很糊涂的观点。
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up.
保罗讲得很清楚，说我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
My friends, therein lies the hope that Paul talks about in verse 4 of our text.
他在第四节也讲到。
In Romans 12, verse 10, he says, Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
他在12章第十节曾经讲到，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
1 Peter 4, 8, he says,Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
在彼得前书他也讲到，你们要彼此相爱，因为爱可以遮掩一切的罪过。
Ephesians 4:2, he says, Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
以弗所四章讲到，你们要以弗所书四章二节讲到，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Colossians 3:13, he says, Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
哥罗西书三章十三节倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Jesus Christ came into the world for everyone.
耶稣基督为世上的每一个人受死。
He came to save all men.
他是来挽救每一个人的。
We, as his church, ought to follow his example.
我们作为一个教会，应该学习他的榜样。
Therefore, we should welcome everyone, even the weaker sister or brother.
所以我们就要拥抱所有的人，即使是那些还很软弱的人。
Christ was and is a compassionate Savior.
耶稣曾经是，而且一直是一个充满怜悯的救主。
And therefore his church must be compassionate as well.
所以他的教会信徒也应该充满怜悯。
Not only are we to reach out to the sister or brother that is different from us,
我们不仅要去关心那些与我们不同的弟兄姐妹。
But we also must reach out to the unlovable, just as Christ did.
我们也要去关心那些不讨人喜悦的，就像耶稣基督曾经做过的。
Where there's love, there's hope.
有爱就有希望。
Even for the sister or brother that does not yet understand the freedom that we have in Christ.
即使他们现在还不明白，我们在主耶稣里已经得着自由。
Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节讲到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This, my friends, is the hope that we have in him.
这就是我们在主里的盼望。
Because of his love for us, he shows us his grace even as we rebel against him.
因为他对我们的爱，他永远对我们有恩典，即使当我们对他不认他的时候。
In the same way, we must show grace to those around us.
同理，我们也应该这样对待我们身边的人。
In verses 8 to 12, Paul tells us that where there's grace, there's also joy.
八到十五节，保罗又讲到，有恩典的地方都有喜乐。
Let's look at those verses. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs.
我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。
So that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, I will sing hymns to your name.
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记，因此我要在外邦人中称颂你，歌颂你的名。
Again it says, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you peoples. And again Isaiah says, The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations, the Gentiles will hope in him.
你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐，又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当称颂他。
In these verses, Paul quotes from the Old Testament to express the joy that we should be experiencing because of the promises that were given there.
这些章节就是告诉我们，因为主的应许，我们当有大大的喜乐。
The world does not understand this joy.
这个世上还不是很明白这种喜悦。
Somehow they've confused the words pleasure and joy.
他们有的时候把喜悦和享乐混淆。
Some of the ancient philosophers disdained pleasure because they felt that pleasure was only the pause between two pains.
古时候的一些哲人，他们就对享乐很不以为然，因为他们认为享乐就是日后痛苦的根源。
In other words, they said that you have something that you're longing for. That you're longing for, and that something is pain.
他们认为，因为我们的这种七情六欲造成了我们的痛苦。
When you get it, the longing is satisfied, and there's a pause between the pain.
当你很想得到一样东西的时候，你得到那一刻，你可能有暂时的满足。
You enjoy it for a moment, and then the pleasure is gone, and the pain comes back.
你只是在很短的时间内会有喜乐，但是很快你就会感到厌烦，又去回到以前那种痛苦当中。
Does this describe your life?
这是不是就是你生活的写照呢？
Are your days filled with a series of ups and downs?
你的生活是不是也是一连串的起伏高低呢？
Do you find yourself enjoying life one day and then you're miserable the next?
你是不是有的时候非常的喜欢，非常的享受生活，但是有的时候又觉得生活一落千丈？
I was sent here to tell you today that that's the way pleasure works.
所以今天我告诉你，那就是啊这种享受的啊结果。
It is totally dependent upon the circumstances.
享受和享乐是完全取决于周围的环境。
But I'm also here to give you some good news.
但是我还要告诉你们一个好的消息。
I want to tell you today that your life may be in a rut, but you don't have to stay there.
我告诉你们，你们的生活也许是这样子，但是可以不是这样的。
God has promised us a joy that doesn't depend on circumstances.
神已经对我们应许，我们会有喜乐，是不依靠外界环境的喜乐。
If you didn't know it already, the source of this joy does not depend on the people around you.
如果你还不明白这一点啊，我告诉你，这种喜乐和我们身边的人是怎么样，完全没有关系的。
The source of this joy.Is Jesus Christ the Son of a Living God?
因为这个喜乐的源头就是我们的活神主耶稣基督。
The source of your joy is the knowledge and assurance that nothing can ever separate you from the love of God that is found in Him.
这种喜乐的源头就是因为你知道世上没有什么东西可以把你和神的爱分开。
Do you want your life to be different?
你想不想自己的生活有一个新的面貌？
Do you want a life that is filled with the wonder of God's work in and around you?
你想不想让你的生活充满了神的话语呢？
Paul says that the way to have that kind of life is to get to know God.
保罗告诉我们，去享受这种生活，我们首先应该认识神。
He alone can give you that kind of life.
就是认识神，神他本人就可以给你这种大的喜悦。
The secret lies in being saved and staying close to Him.
秘诀就是你要时时刻刻与神亲近。
Jesus promised that the lives of His children would be different if they came to Him.
主耶稣曾经应许我们，如果我们到他那里去，我们的生活就会改变。
He says in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30.
在马太十一章二十节，他讲到
：“Come to me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Why? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.”
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He goes on to say in John 7, verses 37 and 38, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in meAs the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
在约翰福音第七章，他也讲过，凡是
John 7, 37 and 38.
他说，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来；到我这里来的人，我总不丢弃他。他就说你们如果口渴了，到我这里来，因为我给你们的水，让你们永远都不渴。
Friends, if this sounds like the kind of joy that you've been searching for, I strongly urge you to get to know Him today.
如果我刚才读的这些就像你显示了一种你所盼望的喜乐，那么我请求你能够好好读圣经。
Paul tells us in verses 5 and 6 of our text that where there's grace, there will also be peace.
保罗在第五节和第六节也告诉我们，有恩典的地方就有平安。
Reading those verses starting with verse 5, May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Jesus Christ, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
Just to ensure that we are on the same page, let's take a moment to define what peace is.
我们现在想一想，平安啊，和平是怎样的，是什么呢？
In fact, let's begin by defining what peace is not.
我们现在想一想，什么样是没有平安，没有和平？
First of all, peace is not ignoring problems.
平安不是忽略你的麻烦。
Peace is not turning a blind eye to sin for the sake of harmony.
平安也不是对罪恶睁一只眼闭一只眼。
But peace is a total well-being of the inner spirit that is found in Jesus Christ.
平安是因为我们认识主耶稣基督，所以从他那里面找到的一种完全的喜乐。
True peace is a gift from God.
真正的平安是从神那里来的。
For the world, this peace can be a longing or a wish.
对这个世上的人来讲他们只能去幻想这种平安，他们都是渴望得到这种平安。
But for those of us who have accepted the salvation that resulted from the redemptive work of Christ, this peace is a promise.
但是对我们这些已经接受了主耶稣做我们救主的人，我们知道这种平安是主给我们的应许。
Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
在约翰福音14章，主耶稣基督曾说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
He goes on to say in John 16, verse 33.I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
在16章33节，主耶稣又说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Folks, the peace that Jesus promises is real, is present, and it's available to you and me.
乡亲们主耶稣应许的平安是真实的，因为他已经给了我们。
This is a peace that brings about love, respect, and grace toward one another.
这种平安它带给我们彼此的尊重。
It produces a harmony and unity that the world cannot duplicate.
因为神所赐的平安，我们有世人所无法得到的这种和谐的。
You see, friends, without peace and harmony, it doesn't matter how elaborate a church building may be.
如果一个教会没有和平，没有和谐，它的教堂建得再漂亮也没有用。
It won't matter how perfect the worship or music is if you've lost the very first essential of Christian fellowship.
如果我们彼此没有那种基督徒应当对彼此的态度，我们即使我们的歌唱得再好听，也是没有用的。
However, those who live in peace and harmony can feel assured that Christ who unites them is greater by far than the differences that would separate them.
就是因为有了从神那里来的平安喜乐，我们彼此知道神给我们的都是我们所想所求，并且超过我们所想所求。
Does this mean that there will never be inner tension?
是不就 意识意味着我们中间就没有矛盾呢？
No, it does not. But Christ has provided a way out.
并不是的，但是即使我们有矛盾，我们的主耶稣已经为我们准备了出路。
Though there will always be things that distract us and pull us apart at the seams, there will always be a way out.
只要我们有这种互相有矛盾，有这种不和谐，神都早已经为我们预备好了出路。
In fact, the only way out is for us to empty ourselves and allow Christ to be in full control.
这个出路就是我们每个人都把自己都忘掉自己，而让主耶稣充分的在我们里面做主。
When we allow him to take control, the tension goes away.
当我们允许主耶稣在我们当中做主的时候，我们的矛盾就消除了。
Will there be times of worry about external things?
那么除了内部的矛盾，还会不会有对于外部的世界的一些焦虑烦恼呢？
Absolutely. But the end to this worry is a conviction that says whatever happens, we know that God's hand will never cause a needless tear.
当然是会有的，但是我们一定要牢记不论发生什么事情，都是有神的手在后面做工，神不会让我们白流一滴眼泪的。
Although things may happen that we do not understand, we can always be sure of God's love for us.
当我们遇到那些我们无法理解的事情，我们就要牢记神是爱我们，他的爱是在永远在那里。
We can accept with peacefulness even those things that wounds our hearts and confuses our minds.
甚至当你遇到了伤心的事情，当你觉得自己被迫害、被伤害的时候，
Christ says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you."
就记住耶稣曾经告诉我们，我的平安已经赐给你们。
Finally, in verse 13, Paul tells us that where there's grace, there's also power.
在十三节，保罗又讲到，有恩典的地方都将有大能。
Verse 13 reads, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
The problem isn't that the power is not available.
我们的问题不是我们没有能力。
It's not even that we don't know the truth.
我们的问题甚至不是我们还不明白真理。
The problem is that we don't live it because we haven't internalized it.
我们的问题就是我们无法使用我们的能力，因为我们还没有让它成为我们自己的能力。
We must realize that we can't conquer these problems alone.
我们一定要认识到我们自己靠自己是无法战胜我们的矛盾。
It is only when God's power fills our weaknesses that we can master them as we ought to.
只有当我们允许神将他的能力使用在我们的弱点上。
Paul says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
在腓立比书，保罗讲到，靠着耶稣的大能，我可以做一切事情。
But by ourselves, we can do nothing.
但是靠自己，我们什么也做不了。
A good friend of mine pointed out to me that it's good to tie that verse with John 15:5, which reads, "I am the vine; you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
就像约翰福音十五章十二节讲到，在十五章里面讲到，耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
I like that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But apart from him, I can do nothing.
这就是讲员最喜欢的，因为有耶稣基督在他里面，他可以做任何事情，但是离开了耶稣，他就什么也做不了。
With God, all things are possible.
只要有神同在， 世上的任何事情都是可能的。
There's no such thing as a hopeless situation.
世上就没有那种绝望的境地。
In conclusion, the story is told of two mountain villages.
节目讲一个故事。
One of these villages got its water from a mountain spring.
在一个山里有两个村子，一个村子靠着取山泉来供应他们的水。
In the summer months, when the weather was dry, that spring would dwindle down until there was barely a trickle of water coming into that little village.
当夏天天很热的时候，山泉就枯竭了，这个村子就没有水。
It would barely be enough water to keep the village alive until wetter weather returned.
所以他们就只能等到天在下雨以后才会有水。
In the center of the other village, there was a fountain that was always flowing with a seemingly endless supply of thirst-quenching water.
在另一个村庄，他们挖了一口井，这口井每一年四季都常年有水会冒出来。
There was an artesian well that continued to gush regardless of how dry the summer months became.
在这个村庄的井，不论天有多干，它都会冒出水。
This village.Always had an abundance of water for its own needs and for the needs of others.
在这个村子里，它永远都会有足够的水源满足自己村子需要，甚至别人的需要。
These two villages give us a picture of two kinds of Christian lives that are available to us.
这两个村庄就是给我们一个形象的比喻，让我们知道两种不同的基督徒的生活。
Some of us live lives like a dwindlingTrickling little stream that barely gives enough water to quench a sporadic thirst.
有一种基督徒，他们的生活就是靠着这种像山泉时有时无，没有的时候呢就很干枯。
Still, there are others that live a life that is overflowing with spiritual blessings, not only for themselves but for all of those around them.
另外一种基督徒，他们的生活就是像那个有一眼泉水的村庄的人，他们的生活永远都是充满了这种活水。
Their lives are filled with just what we talked about today: peace, joy, hope, and power.
他们的生活充满了平安、喜乐和能力。
Where are you in this picture?
你们是哪个村庄的人呢？
Do you have enough grace to spare with those that you meet along the way?
你自己的恩典够用吗？能分享给别人吗？
You see, folks, the abundant life is tied directly to the grace that we share with one another because of the grace that God has shown us.
你们知不知道，神给我们的应许的丰盛的生活，就是他给我们丰盛的恩典。
This grace leads to harmony and unity within the body.
他的恩典使我们有和睦。
This harmony leads to the peace that we so desperately long for.
这种和睦带给我们个人都很向往的平安。
It draws us into a deeper and deeper relationship with each other and with Christ.
这种和睦使我们大家的关系越来越亲密，和神的关系也越来越亲密。
Folks.I want to give you hope as I close. If the doctor has given you a bad report, take heart.
乡亲们，我想给你们一个盼望如果你们的医生告诉你们一些不好的消息，请不要灰心丧气。
If you've got a troubled marriage, take heart.
如果你的婚姻遇到了问题，也不要灰心丧气。
If the boss at work,has constantly chosen to harass you. Take heart.
如果你工作的地方你的老板经常对你无端的指责，你也不要灰心。
You may have a child that is going in a different direction from what you had wished for them, but take heart.
如果你的儿女不听你的话一意孤行，让你很头疼，你也不要灰心。
Take heart, because Jesus Christ has said,I have overcome the world.
你们要放心，因为耶稣基督曾说，我已经胜了世界。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for that promise And we know that you have overcome the world.
天父啊，感谢你的应许，我们知道你已经胜了世界。
We praise you, Lord, for the joy that we find in you because you have overcome the world.
我们感谢你给我们的喜乐，因为你已经胜了这世界。
We praise you, Father, for the peace and the hope that we have because you have overcome the world.
我们感谢你给我们平安和盼望，因为你已经胜了这世界。
We thank you, Lord, for that so that we may share your grace with all of those that we meet along the way.
我们感谢你，感谢你给我们的恩典，因为有了它，我们就可以也分享给别人。
We pray, Father, that you daily give us a heart that we might show grace to others.
我们因为你的恩典，我们就没有任何事情可怕。我们求你让我们能把恩典分享出去。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。